home of the Up All Night radio show with Mac and Travis. A couple of guys just talking about crap. They call it commentary. Listen live, 11 p.m. Central Time, Saturdays, here on Kansas City Online Radio.
If I'm not mistaken, she's in Kansas City right now. Are you there?
Yeah, that's right. I'm here right now.
All right. Sweet. Are you scoping everything out? Is that why you're here?
Right. I'm doing a pregame warm up here.
Gotta get the stretches out there.
It'll be next Friday. Next Friday you're going to have the CD release party of "Leave the Light On." It's really great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me tonight.
I noticed on the website, and I've got the website posted on our website there, your website, you talk about being blues and soul and funk influenced. I don't know if even that's such a word, because I don't know. You're like power blues. What strength in your voice and your music. It's really cool.
Oh, thank you so much. I think it comes from just having a really diverse upbringing with music. My dad's a professional musician, and he's the guitar player in my band, so I got to grow up around a lot of really great music.
How is that with your dad in the band? I mean, I guess it's good and bad, or?
No, it's all good. It's all good. we co-write songs and bounce ideas off each other, and he keeps the goons away.
I would imagine that.
Never mind. I ain't gonna go there. Never mind.
How the writing part? How does that go together? I mean, I understand the music part, but the lyrics. Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're writing something from the heart, I mean, you're sharing something together there when you write.
Right.
It seems like.
Well, sometimes I'll sit down at the piano and I'm plunk out a melody, and I'll have really specific lyrics in mind. Other times I'll bring just the hook to him, and he'll come up with something. It's kind of a collaborative process. Depending on the song, you know, one of us will have really strong ideas about it or be more open to the ideas of the other person.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I was wondering, you know, I've seen the other guys in the band. I mean, they're not any relations or anything like that. It's just you and your dad and the other guys.
No, I mean, they feel like my brothers, but no, they're not. They're not related.
You're from Minnesota.
Yes, Minnesota.
I told Travis, don't do a Minnesota imitation. She might be offended by it.
I do not have an accent. I don't care what you say.
No, you don't.
I couldn't have tell that you were not from Minnesota. It sounds like you're totally from, like, I don't know, the Midwest.
Yeah, you got a Kansas accent. I don't think we have Kansas accents. Fantastic. You do play. I noticed on your schedule you got, Sunday, Prescott, Wisconsin.
I got to get up in a couple hours here. I got to start driving north.
That's what I was going to ask you. You got to be there tomorrow. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
And then Rochester, Minnesota on Thursday, and then back here on Friday.
Right.
And nice. Knuckleheads.
How did you like Knuckleheads? I'm assuming been out there?
Yeah, it's awesome. We're really lucky to have a Kansas City band, Levittown, playing at the same night that we are, our CD release. They host a jam on Sundays there, and so we've gotten to go there and participate in that a couple times, and we got to play when they had the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise reunion there in June with Ronnie Baker Brooks and Girls with Guitars. So it's a great place. They're bringing a lot of great acts in.
Yes. We've played like multiple people that are play there and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a great venue.
I mean, you know, Kansas City has a lot of blues outlets here. How is it in the upper Midwest there? Is blues – I always wonder because, I mean, you're a very young person – playing the blues, which is the blues on the rise or on the fall? I mean,
I think it's encouraging. I think there's a lot of young people out there that are really into this music, and in the upper Midwest, there's some great outlets for that. There's some venues in Minneapolis, St. Paul, near where we're from. Wisconsin is really supportive. La Crosse area hosts a huge blues jam for Oktoberfest in September. We're doing that September 25th. Young guys like Trent Romans, you know, this kid's only like 16 or 17. He's really coming up in that scene in our area. So it's encouraging.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. There a while back, a few years ago, just people I talked to, artists I talked to, they were kind of depressed on everything, but it's really good to see we're getting young people, and you're a great example of bringing young people in with your style of music. It's awesome.
Well, I think it's kind of something that, you know, you're born with it. It's in blues is in families. A lot of times you see that. I mean, one of my big vocal influences is Shamika Copeland, obviously. Johnny Clyde Copeland's daughter. I'm not making the comparison of my dad and I, but it's just when it's in your family, it's something you grow up with. It. It's just part of you.
No idea when you were growing up, well, maybe I could be a rocker or anything like that. It was always, you knew blues.
No, it was always blues. It was Robert Cray was in the house all the time, and it's hard to feel much other than blues when that's what you grow up with.
Nice. That's awesome. I like the name of your guys' record, or not album, but the group you guys are with, the Blind Pigs.
Right, Blind Pig Records. Yeah.
Blind Pig Records.
I seen that. I was like, "That's an awesome name."
They're pretty big in the whole blues world, I tell you.
They've been very good to us. Really supportive. We kind of feel like they're part of our family, and they're doing a lot to help promote the album. And we're excited to be a part of it. We've signed on for 3 records with them, so this is the first of 3.
Cool.
And the CD is Leave the Light On. And is that your debut CD? Was that the
debut? Yep, first record.
All right.
So. Nice.
All right. And we were going to play a song for them at Hear Me. Tell me about Hear Me or some of your other writing on the CD.
I think Hear Me is kind of saying, you know, I've been talking to you for a long time, telling you how I feel, and you're just, you're not hearing me, you're not seeing me, and now you have to hear me or I'm out of here.
Again, you know, it goes back to that where you're like a power blues. I mean, you're right there saying it. And, yeah, I know there's a lot of great influences in the past blues artists, but I like, and especially when you add the funk to it. If you ask Travis here what my 3 favorite music is, he'd say blues, funk, and then bring it into soul. So it just, when I heard your CD, it was like, all right.
But in the truck on the way to gigs, we definitely have, you know, some Bootsy Collins going or Parliament Funkadelic or Teddy Pendergrass. We kind of mix it up a little bit.
Probably a fun ride. Well, Hear Me is from Leave the Light On, and we're going to take a listen to it. I really want to thank you for calling in, and give us a call sometime. And
you bet.
You never know. We might try to get down there Friday and see you.
You guys better.
All right. Knuckleheads, thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's take a listen to her song, Hear Me, Leave the Light On CD, Cena Earhart.